Trinity Sunday, the hidden treasure and the pearl. When preaching, Jesus never said openly what the kingdom of God was, but he went to comparing things and period. He said, when you see the leaves becoming yellow, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near. When you say these things, the kingdom of God is near. When you see the work, the kingdom of God is near. Even when Pilate asked him, are you the king? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It didn't mean like our kingdom here, we are organized, we have got our queen, we have got prime minister, but the kingdom of love that comes from the Father. The kingdom of God means God active reign in this world. And God will is down. As we pray, our Father in heaven, maybe your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The God will is down. Will of love, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of peace. I give you my peace. I brought peace. Even when he was born, the angel started singing, peace on earth. Glory to God on highest and peace on earth. Because kingdom of God is the kingdom of peace. Whoever obtains the kingdom of God obtains salvation. Jesus comparing today the treasure, hidden treasure, and the pearl. The treasure, both things are valuable, but the kingdom of God is more valuable than everything a man can obtain. You may obtain everything on this earth. You may have money, car, whatever, but if you have not the kingdom of the God, is nothing at all. God's will is done in this earth. God's will is done among us. And whoever understands the valuable of the kingdom of God have to leave everything behind. Like this man who found the treasure in the field, Eden. It is not unusual that at that period of Jesus, the unsettled Palestine, people have to bury their valuable thing underground because they never know when the war is going to explode. And whoever has found like this man, he went, sold everything, and just come to buy this field because he knows there is something important hidden in this field. Once upon in a kingdom, there was a king with her beautiful princess. She was proposed in marriage to an influential subject of the kingdom. But one day there was a poor musician from the village who was playing his flute. When the princess heard that melody, he was attracted by the melody and wanted to see who is singing there. And when she went there, she found it was a poor man sitting there. And the princess said, your melody really get me, and I feel in love with you. But it was the opposite way for a princess to get married to a poor man, because it was proposed to an influential subject of the kingdom. What happened in the future? The princess said that the boy ran away from the kingdom. Why? Because the princess wanted to be with that poor man, as she has found real love that she didn't find with the man that she was proposed to. This is to tell us that one who has found the kingdom of God has to leave everything behind, because he has found the real treasure. Because he has found the real pearl. Because he has found the real salvation. And where does salvation come from? From the one that was sent by God in his head to set us free from our sin, Jesus Christ. There are many, many religions in this world, but only one that led to heaven. There are many, many teachers in this world, but there is only one who leads to the true faithfulness, the true knowledge of God. And who is that teacher? That teacher is everything for us, is Jesus Christ. Let's listen, what did he say in John 14, verse 6? When Thomas asked, he said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, and so we can know the way." What did he say? Jesus answered, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life." Jesus Christ is everything for us. The way. Which way? The way that goes to the Father. Which life? He told Mary, when Lazarus was dead, he said, "Mary, whoever believes in me, even if he's dead, has life." I am the truth. Yes. Through my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free from your bondage. Jesus Christ is everything. And Jesus Christ is the pearl, the hidden treasure that the Bible is telling us about. He who has got everything. He is he who shows the way to the Father. We have got no one else in this world, in heaven or on earth. When we read in the Revelation tells us, they looked everywhere. Who can open the seal of the book? No one was found with, but only one, Jesus Christ, who is found with to open the seal. When you find Jesus Christ, you find the real pearl. When you find Jesus Christ, you find the hidden treasure. So you have to abandon everything. When Jesus Paul, and the first disciple, they didn't bring their dugout, they didn't bring their nest, but they left everything behind and followed Jesus. Much worse, they are at the table collecting tax. But when Jesus Christ called him, he left everything behind and followed Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, as we sing, "Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you," when you know Jesus Christ, there is nothing else that may be compared to him, to his love. And we may see that, how people left everything behind to follow Jesus on our reading when Paul is telling us in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. What did he say? "But whatever were gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost everything. I consider them garbage." Paul left everything behind, and he considered everything as a loss, as disadvantages. Why? Because they kept him putting in confidence in Jesus Christ. Paul left his old tradition. He was a Jew. He was a Pharisee. Old traditions. Circumcision. Everything he left behind for the sake of Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, you know yourself. I know myself. What is keeping me away for following Jesus Christ? Have we found the real pearl? If so, Why are we still in our old tradition? Why are we still Pharisees like Paul? Why are we still being in the way we used to be before knowing Jesus Christ? We have seen the light. The Bible tells us, those who lived in darkness, the light has shone upon them. Jesus Christ has shone upon us. Why are we still living in darkness? Paul found everything lost. That princes found everything lost in their kingdom to follow the poor man, because he found a real love. Paul found he's lost everything. But we, why are we still keeping in all our tradition, all our way of living? We see what is happening in our world. Do we have real peace in our world? The peace that today you sign treaties, tomorrow they break the treaties, war starts again. Like in my country, there is a volcano, eruption volcano there. People are praying. Is there peace? We still continue to live in our old way. The real treasure, the real pearl, is what we found in the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The real treasure is the work, the will of God that has been done in all our life. So, now the question is this. Through the word of Jesus Christ, through his work among us, what we see? God is calling us, each of us, you and me, to make a decision. What decision? Are you going to leave everything behind? Or we are going still to be on our way and going, yes, we're going to the church every Sunday, we are meeting, we have got a new life, but we're still being in all our old tradition. The decision is yours, as you have found the real pearl, Jesus Christ. The decision is mine, as I have found also the hidden treasure. The question is, are we ready? Amen.